Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal and here are the top headlines at this hour. Zydus gets emergency use not for COVID treatment drug. India rating cuts FY22 GDP growth forecast to 10.1%. Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine expected to be imported to India by July. HCL Q4 net profit falls 26% quarter-on-quarter. Bitcoin plunges below $50,000. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. Benchmark indices gave up morning gains to settle lower on Friday. Sensex slipped below the 48,000 mark to eventually settle 202 points lower at 47,878 level. Nifty fell 0.5% to close below 14,350. The gains seen HDFC, Axis Bank and Power Grid were offset by losses in Infosys, ICICI Bank and HUL. Broader market sentiment remained largely positive. Among the key Sensex losers, Mahindra & Mahindra, Dr. Reddy's Labs and Tech Mahindra fell 2-3%. Bharti Airtel, ICICI Bank, Titan and Infosys fell at least 1% each. On the flip side, Power Grid and NTPC advanced 3-4%. Axis Bank, IndusInd Bank and HDFC added 1-2%. We have with us Mr. Ashutosh Mishra of Ashika Stock Broking to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mishra. How much of the second wave of COVID the market is already pricing in? Do you see scope for 5-10% downside?
How much of the second wave of COVID the market is pricing in? In our view, market has partially priced in the second wave of COVID-19, especially for the BFSI sector that has corrected substantially. However, we may see some more downside coming in, but we also have to keep in mind that the second wave of there are something strategically changed in the second wave of the on the economic front. The restrictions are more of localized level, as Prime Minister have mentioned that countrywide lockdown is not at all an option. And this will provide a more comfort and stability to the market going forward from here. And that's why, and that is one of the major reasons why market has not corrected as much as the fear factor is there in the economy. Second, do we see the scope of further 5-10% downside? Yes, a market can see further 5-10% downside, and there are primarily two reasons for it. Number one, uncertainty regarding the economic activity remain at this point of time. We are still not confident whether the curve has flattened or not. This has resulted into second cycle, which is an earning impact of the same. And the commentary of the management are not as bullish, especially domestic facing businesses are not as bullish as which used to be earlier out there. So we may see some more correction coming into the market because uncertainty is there currently and earning downgrade is continuing.
Which are the sectors one should look at buying and why?
From early April, we continue to like IT and pharma because if we see post monetary policy decision, rupee has depreciated substantially. So apart from depreciation of rupee, their core business is continuing to do quite well. So on that factor, we continue to like these two sectors. Metal is in its own zone and will continue to do well. However, we are taking some contra call. And that is based on because vaccination is picking up further with approval of more vaccines in pipeline. We expect that somewhere in the mid of the May, focus will gradually shift back to the growth cyclical sector. And there we like financials, especially private sector banks.
We caught up with Mr. Nilesh Jain of Centrum Broking to decode the technical charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Jain. Nifty on Friday saw selling pressure at high levels. Where is it headed?
So, if you look at the trend from past three consecutive weeks, Nifty has formed a doji candlestick pattern, which indicates the trend is lacking now. Bulls and bears both are making their share of attempt to track the index on the either side. But on the closing basis, somewhat we have closed where exactly it opened. So 14,331 is the level, and it managed to close above 14,300. That is slightly on a positive note. Overall, the broader structure still hints of some more volatility. On the downside, the psychological support is placed at 14,000, and we can expect a small pullback towards 14,400 and 14,500. And in the coming week, we have monthly expiry for the April series. So we can expect the Nifty to oscillate in a broader range of 14,000 and 14,600 on the higher side. So that could be the 600 trading range for the coming week.
Nifty Bank fared better than the key index. What are the charts suggesting there?
So after a long time, Bank Nifty has shown a smart recovery, and an outperformance can be seen in all the financials. Bank Nifty, if you look at comparatively, has outperformed compared to the Nifty index, and it also managed to close above 31,500. That is again a positive sign. Overall, for the Bank Nifty, we can expect a leading from the front. We can expect an outperformance to continue in the banking space, looking at the private sector bank. So on the high side, 32,000 is the immediate level that we are expecting. Above that, the momentum may continue towards 32,500 and 32,800. So for the coming week, the immediate support for the Bank Nifty would be at 30,400. Whereas immediate hurdle from a positional perspective could be at 32,500. So we would recommend to go long if at all we see any dip in the banking space.
Asian markets, barring Japan, ended positive for the day. European markets were trading lower in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a flat start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.